Welcome to In Focus. I'm Anthony Moreno. President Donald Trump's proposed border wall has drawn criticism from wildlife advocates who are speaking out against the proposed wall along the U.S.-Mexico border, saying that it may impact wildlife and the ecosystem of the region. Here to tell us more about that is Michael Dax. He's a national outreach representative with Defenders of Wildlife. Michael, thanks for joining us.
You bet. Thank you so much for having me.
And I'd like to start off with what ecosystems may be impacted by this proposed wall?
Yeah, so there are three main ecosystems that we're concerned about. Coastal California, the Sky Island, which is starting west of Las Cruces and going over into Arizona, the Tucson area, and then the Rio Grande Delta, Gulf of Texas area. I think a lot of us think about the border as being this dusty place, but when we get down into Texas, we're talking about these rich riparian areas that support not only fish, but also birds, reptiles, things like that. But also we have these desert ecosystems as well. In California, you have desert ecosystems that support species like the desert tortoise. And even here in New Mexico, the boot heel, we have Mexican wolves that are crossing the border as well.
Now, you know, obviously if a wall is placed up, that can cause some issues. But I was curious, some of these species that, you know, your group has mentioned are endangered species. What exactly are the endangered species that really could face some issues if this wall is erected?
So two of the ones that we're most concerned about are jaguars and Mexican wolves. So with jaguars, the most of the population is in Mexico, but over the past couple of years, we have seen evidence of three jaguars that have crossed the border. So we know that they're crossing the border, and right now that they have been males crossing the border. Males tend to have larger ranges than females, but if we're going to get a real population up here, we need females crossing the border as well. So a couple lonely males crossing the border isn't going to do that, so we need to take actions that are going to promote their movement northwards, and obviously a wall would be a huge impediment to that. And Mexican wolves are the same thing. Right now the Fish and Wildlife Service is getting ready to release a new draft recovery plan, and we have a feeling that they're going to push a lot of the recovery down onto Mexico. And especially with Mexican wolves, one of the biggest obstacles to their recovery is their genetic diversity. Right now, the wild population in New Mexico and Arizona is about 113 animals, and they're more or less related as brother and sister to each other because they're so inbred. And so if we do end up pushing recovery onto Mexico, which we think we should bear a much larger burden of that, there's going to need to be genetic migration across the border so that the Mexican population can breed with the United States population and get rid of that genetic bottleneck and have a genetically healthy population. So again, a border wall would seriously impede their ability to migrate.
Now you mentioned the Mexican gray wolf. If something like that, what kind of wall, how could that really have an impact on that population that they're trying to reestablish?
Well, you know, it depends on the type of wall. I mean, we've seen, you know, right now there's both pedestrian and vehicle wall that are already constructed on parts of the border. You know, if we're talking about a pedestrian wall, that would also block wildlife from crossing. And if they're not able to get across, they might not be able to migrate, they might not be able to breed, and all of a sudden you have these island populations that are functionally not able to operate as most wildlife populations are.
Now what happens from there? How does that impact the ecosystem in our area if you don't have, you know, those species of animals?
Right. So wolves are ecosystem engineers. They are top predators, and there's been increasing research over the past 20 years about the effect that wolves have on ecosystems, and where a lot of this work has been done is in Yellowstone National Park, that has shown that wolves have the impact of affecting pretty much every other species out there in the landscape. So right now one of the big problems that we have in New Mexico is that we have these big elk populations that are able to just sit down in the valleys, munch down all the riparian vegetation, and there's really nothing out there threatening them. So that they just sit down there and eat down all the willows, all that vegetation that helps stabilize stream banks. It provides habitat for birds. Trees, of course, would be forage for beavers, which, you know, once they're constructing dams, all of a sudden that's better fish habitat, that's better habitat for frogs and other amphibians. And so, you know, you could just trace it to so many different places, and having a healthy population of wolves would mean that those elk are forced to disperse, that woody vegetation can come back. In New Mexico, of course, water conservation is so important, and having more vegetation by the stream banks will help keep the water in those stream banks and time release it back into the stream over the course of the spring and summer, which is good for humans, it's good for wildlife, it's good for all of us.
Now, how do we make that connection between you know, the species of animals, the ecosystem, and then, you know, us in Las Cruces sitting in our air conditioning homes? I mean, how do we make that connection to really how important it is to preserve, you know, this along the border? How's it going to impact us in cities and the communities nearby the border?
Well, ecotourism is a huge part of it. I mean, we've seen this with the Oregon Mountains already, that just in the past couple of years, there's been increased tourism to Las Cruces. Las Cruces is making these top 10 lists of places to visit, places to retire to. In Yellowstone National Park, wolf tourism is responsible for about $35 million in tourism alone each year. Right now, our wolf population hasn't been big enough, and it's dispersed over a large enough area that we haven't necessarily seen that sort of tourism take off, but that's certainly possible in the future, and that's certainly what we'd like to see. And Las Cruces would likely be one of those jumping off points. And so you have that economic factor, in addition to the fact that you have a healthier landscape. Lots of people in the southern part of the state go over to the Gila Wilderness, go over to places like Silver City because they're gorgeous. And, you know, I think all of us want to see those landscapes continue to be healthy for generations to come. And having all the wildlife there will help keep those landscapes healthy and productive.
How would the potential proposed wall, are there any health impacts that could really have if it were erected?
Well, when you talk when you talk about constructing a border wall on the river, all of a sudden, you know, downstream of here, El Paso, and where the river becomes the border going down, you know, you construct a wall on the river, you know, it certainly seems like it could have health impacts.
I see. Now, what does your organization plan to do to really make an impact to educate communities? I know you're here joining us to talk about this, but is there anything else you have going on?
Yeah, education is huge. You know, litigation is never something that's off the table. And so right now we're really trying to see what form the border wall is going to take as far as funding mechanisms and, you know, what's going to be proposed, because I think there's a lot that's up in the air. So, you know, some of it's wait and see, but we're ever vigilant and looking for the appropriate places to step in.
You know, border security is important to a lot of folks. What are some of the things that you're seeing with proposed walls that could help, you know, keep border secure, but also, you know, keep from hurting the ecosystems that are along the border?
Right. Well, there are all sorts of other security measures that can be taken, and I'm definitely not a homeland security expert or anything like that. But during the legislative session in February, Representative McCamley had a bill to block state land from being used to construct a border wall. And at one of the hearings, he said something like, you know, this is a 14th century solution for a 21st century problem. Walls and moats, dragons are things of the past, and there are technologies that we have access to that could be much more effective and certainly wouldn't cost nearly as much. And we're certainly not advocating for any particular solution, but everyone from you know, both of our senators to Representative Pierce and Representative Lujan Grisham up in Albuquerque are saying this border wall is simply not going to work, and also it's going to have the added consequences of being detrimental to wildlife.
Well, Michael, thank you so much for joining us.
You bet. Thank you so much for having me.
And we want to thank you for joining us for In Focus. I'm Anthony Moreno.